Joe, with the success this hockey club had in this building last year during the playoffs, how exciting is it for this group, you know, to come back in here and get ready for the regular season series now with these guys?
Yeah, I think that this has always been kind of a rivalry between two top teams here, and the emotions get pretty high, and the games are always fast-paced and, you know, high-scoring, good defensive games. So those kind of go hand in hand. You know, we play good defense and get good offense from it, but it's always been exciting between these two teams, so it should be a fun one.
What's it like preparing from a player's standpoint when you know pretty much exactly what's coming on the other side?
I think you just let your emotions play this game. You know, you always want to win, and you always want to be successful in this league, and when big challenges arise is when the most successful teams come to play, and I think we've shown that in the past that you know, we can battle through this and play a consistent game and be, you know, neck and neck with this team and make things pretty exciting. So I think it's just, you know, the preparation that we have for every other game is pretty much the same, but this one just has maybe a little more emotion to it.
As a group, what did you guys do defensively so well against Los Angeles, especially because given the first two games, obviously the number of shots against got up there, but against Los Angeles down to 17, what did you guys do so well?
I think that the team just played very, very well in the offensive zone. You know, the offensive zone time to me felt like it was substantially more than any other game, and I thought we broke the puck out very well. Thought that you know, everybody on the back end was skating and transitioning really well, so I think it was just a couple little things, blocking shots and being in the right position and you know, having a good out for your partner defensively that really helped, and bringing that forward down low. It was just, you know, very minor adjustments and minor tweaks that, you know, you kind of get out in the first couple games of the season, but you know, I think you got it figured out now and it's going to start trending upwards.
Joe, when you guys have success like you have in the recent past in this building, three wins in that series alone here at Bridgestone, is it just a state of mind where maybe you start to feel really good playing in a building and it can almost carry over from game to game or even season to season?
Yeah, I think just bringing a consistent effort and knowing what's ahead of you, just kind of the familiarity that this team has with playing against the Predators and playing in tough buildings is kind of what you try and thrive off of. And coming on the road and getting victories is not easy because, you know, like I said before many times, the fans and hockey are really what makes it very difficult to come in and play in buildings. And these fans are pretty crazy. They're loud and they're excited to be here. So I think our team does a good job of weathering that and being able to deal with that adversity and come out and play a pretty emotional game on our side too.